This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Mattress Firm, our premier mattress provider. They provide 120-night sleep trial, so if your mattress is not perfect, they will pick it up and find you a new one. Save 10% off your order with code MMANUTS10. Crowd Cow, the marketplace for high-quality craft beef and meats from ranches around the world. Save $15 off your first box with code MMA15. Liquid Web, one of the top hosting providers around. Save 33% off monthly VPS plans with code VPS33OFF. Tire Buyer, buy tires online. Get them shipped for free to an installer of your choice. Save 10% off ship-to-store orders with code MMA10. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 523.
523!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. My fans, foreign fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. It always seems weird when we do that and I don't hear the sound until I put it in, like, post-show. Like, what the hell is that guy doing? He's making magic.
Yeah, the old school recliner.
Mm-hmm.
Missed that thing.
Yeah, I had to retire that one too.
Did you?
Yeah, it was 20 plus years old.
Did you get a new one?
Yep.
Nice.
Which actually feels like it's not as well made as the old one, unfortunately. Yes. Even though it's from the same manufacturer, which is fucking retarded.
You can't say that.
Oh, yes, I can. When you're trying to retard stuff, it works out half
like
the time.
Fire retardant, you mean?
Yes, a fire retarded. That's how I run my life.
Man,
now you're like in this fucking span of 5 days of 90 degree plus or whatever we're in here.
I like the heat, but this is a little extreme. To like, it's too aggressive out the gate. I'm thinking a build up would have been nice, but
I know. We went to like 50 to just 90, and then what was it last night? We went out for some cigars. It's like some shit's back open, and it's fucking great to be in person and hanging out.
It was, yes, it was.
But the span of like leaving our houses and getting there, like, what the fuck? We just had a 30 degree drop in temperature.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but I guess the Midwest spring, summer, fall, winter, you know, just never know. All in
no,
one day,
it's
sometimes
a crapshoot. It might even snow again. I think I put my snow blower away. Yeah, I finally did. It's I was holding snow out.
Don't say that.
You never know. Snow. We had some in April, which, you know,
yeah,
seems par for the course, but whatever. It's all good. So let's see. We had a little UFC action this weekend, and I want to share this picture with you real quick. Why must the UFC continue to put fucking tweets that are literally covering the fighter's head during the fight?
I don't know.
Multiple times.
I have no idea what they're thinking.
Are they telling me that I shouldn't be interested in these fucking pie weights? So they're just trying to cover them up because the fights are so boring.
Literally running ads.
Yeah,
doing things.
Right. Like, fuck this guy.
Yep.
I get it. So That's the only fight I want to talk about is Cody Garbrandt and Rob Font.
Okay. What happened?
Cody Garbrandt looks a step slow and not a lot of movement out of him, and he was getting popped. The only thing he had working for him were some takedowns, but I don't know if that's a COVID thing, as I'm pretty sure he had that and was recovering from it. And he's on, I don't know, what is it? He's lost four of his last five now, but he got manhandled out there.
Yeah, he lost to Dillashaw twice, then Munoz, one against us and Kyle, and then lost recently. I don't know, man. I feel like maybe those Dillashaw fights took some life out of him. I'm not sure.
Maybe
he was undefeated up until he ran into Dillashaw in 2017,
and then all that EPO ran right through and passed. And
yep,
you know, that's an aspect that we don't take into consideration whenever I'm also pro steroid. Like, well, what if a guy is so drugged up that he beats the life out of another guy and alters his career,
which could happen at any time, which probably has happened a few times, right?
I know, but I'm still pro steroid. That'll never change my mind, but an aspect I don't think I've ever taken into consideration, right?
Well, some of these guys are too tough for their own good, and this is where corners come in. It's like, how much punishment do you let a guy take? Junior Dos Santos.
And that other guy the other night, or when was it, about 2 months ago, when we're just going, Jesus Christ, like, how much punishment is he taking?
Stop the fight.
Yeah.
Good God. Yeah. So I don't know. I did not see this fight, but I didn't like.
You didn't miss much, Ingo.
Cody in general. So I'm not sad.
So we move from there to Bellator. We had Valerie Lareda versus Hannah Guy. So Lareda lost the decision, but her fight IQ is just, I don't know where it's at. I'm questioning her strategy. She's getting taken down at will. She got her arm jacked up at some point, mm-hmm. and she just got mauled. And her corner, between rounds 2 and 3, here's what they had to say. So they say to her, you can't get taken down this round, okay? You've got a box. You have to punch. Stop the stupid shit with the spinning back fists and box her. Your corner has been telling you to box her. Stop running away. The groundwork is atrocious. Stay off the ground with her. Every opportunity you have to get up, get up. And if you don't punch, you will lose. You have to throw 50 punches this round. 5-0, and it better be smart. So what do you think of that? This you're going into the third round in a fight you're clearly losing.
Well, I think the corner's, good intention. it's a lot of words. I mean, something simple, like hit him with everything you got. I remember, was it GSP? I came back to the corner in one of his title fights, and Greg Jackson, he was like, my abductor. He's like, hit him with it. As in, like, shut the fuck up.
And that was a good GSP impression, by the way.
Was it?
Yeah, so you're on point right there.
Okay. I have a GSP story later that's I've been practicing. So.
Great.
They call that foreshadowing in the business, Matt.
Sweet. I like to shadow some fours.
Yeah.
Yes. So, I like that kind of coaching. Like, give it to me straight. Tell me what the fuck's going on. If I'm getting my ass kicked and I need to get the finish, I want to know it. And then after the fight, Valerie posted a picture of the carnage from that. And obviously she's kind of jacked up. So I'll show the picture. So you can see in this first picture, like, her arm looks like it's severely fucked up, Ingo.
What is happening right now?
And then she doesn't even respect your authority. So she's what, like, arm? Fuck you.
I have to be honest with you. I did not see the arm until you pointed it out.
It's 100% like fucked up. Like, I don't know. Cause she was getting armbarred like crazy during that fight. And one would think, wow, she's tough. She didn't tap out, but look at her. She's a true warrior. True warrior. Hopefully she'll be back and stronger than ever.
I like it.
Moving right along. And then we had the Chris Cyborg versus Leslie Smith 2.
Yes. I'm disappointed. I think I'm...
Why?
I'm looking for the old Cyborg. I know she hasn't been around in a while, but I was hopeful. I was hopeful that we were going to get her, and we got more of the new Cyborg, which is a slightly more boring version of than the old Cyborg. And it was, it wasn't entertaining, Matt.
Are you trying to tell me that I fell asleep while I was drinking coffee watching this fight?
Maybe. Okay. But I think the ref did us all a favor by not having to watch the last 11 seconds of the fight.
I was going to say, 10 seconds.
Thank you for saving us the 10 seconds and just stopping this thing.
Well, here's the question then. Is it age, or is she just toying with her meat, or is it Leslie Smith is one tough SOB?
I think it's all three combined, but more so than anything, I think it's age. I think it's starting to catch up to her, and I don't know. The brawls is what made her exciting, like coming out and watching her pulverize people. And I'm okay with her getting, like, you know, knocked out every once in a while. Like, if that's what happens, but this is not exciting. Like, I can't watch this. I'm sorry.
No, I hear you. And I wonder too, is it part of not fighting in front of a crowd? Right. Maybe. So it's, I think that adds to this equation plus the other three things, because there's really, it's almost like a glorified sparring match at that point, right? You're just, you know, you want to do well and you know, it looked like she was just trying to put in work, but I am wondering, yeah. I think she's 35-ish right now. And like she had posted a picture of her hands after the fight. I was like, holy shit, let me show you this.
Were they messed up?
Yeah, hang on. I got to find this here. Like, so take a look at those yams.
Oh, Jesus. They look swollen.
Yeah.
Just kind of manly hands. What's going on here?
What are you talking about, Ego? Like, I don't know. I just see her working on the farm, man. Milking those cows, jerking those teats, putting a little bag balm on them.
You were trying to get a little wrist action. Careful. That might be, it's like sandpaper. You're going to rub yourself raw. You need a hospital trip after this.
I could use that. But she could use a little bag balm on those. You want that?
Bag balm?
Yeah. This
is you have that ready to
use
go.
Use that on your chap teats.
Uh-huh.
It's a farmer's friend helping keep dairy cows from becoming chap from the harsh Vermont environment. It's like having another hand on the farm, Ingo. I don't know. I'd say you grease her up and you go for broke. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why you know that product exists, but okay.
Because I used to use it as a child. I'm a product of the farming environments, okay. Unfortunately.
Nice.
I hope that's why I'm using it as a child. Moving right along. So I think next for the cyborg is potentially Kat Zingano, which could be trouble for the cyborg right now because Kat looked like she's sharp again. You know,
yeah,
she seemed refocused. I don't know if she had health injuries, but her last fight, she looked like she was back to like that fucking cat that beat Amanda Nunes back in the day.
Yeah, I agree.
So that'll be fun to see, hopefully. And then we have a new partner, Ingo.
We do?
Points bet.
Ooh.
You can bet on MMA. You heard me. MMAs. Depending upon which state you live on whatever.
Which three, state you live on.
50. I think I'm 50 sheets to the wind already.
As in, you know, fucking your drug awesome. Of choice.
Yeah.
I live in the fucked up state, man, preferably.
That's where you can make all the bets. And you can actually get two risk-free bets up to $2,000 with code MMA1. And you could also deposit $50, you get 100 in free bets. Deposit 150 or more, you get 100% deposit match up to 250 with code MMA3. Hey, gamble responsibly. You must be 21 or over. Additional terms and conditions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants to help in Illinois, or New Jersey, you can call 1-800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling and referral services. And if you're in Iowa, you call 1-800-BETS-OFF. That's bets off. Moving right along.
Oh, good Lord. Speaking of bets off, what? I would like to show you what I was talking about a minute ago. I'm gonna help ahead. You out here. So
there you go. Moving right along.
It's the GSP.
He's hot as fuck, man. Speaking
of the GSP, what's happening? He's modeling.
Colors that hair.
I don't know. It's like a blonde frost of some sort.
Is that for his Marvel role? Because I thought, what was his name in that? Balsack or Balrock?
Balrock.
Something.
Balrock.
Barack.
Like Barack Obama? Barack.
Something.
Barack. Yeah, so I don't know. He's looking like he's living a good life at the moment.
Yeah.
Life is all right if you're GSP.
Yeah, I got something else. I'll follow up on a GSP. So apparently GSP was supposed to box Oscar De La Hoya, but the UFC prevented him from doing it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he retired back in 2019 when he relinquished his middleweight title after he beat Bisping. And Dan Hardy commented on it. He said, basically, so what happens if you retire, your UFC contract freezes. So there's no way a fighter could wait it out. And he's saying, I haven't fought in years, but I still had to get my official release before speaking to other promoters. So what do you think about that? I mean, it seems fucked up. And legal. Especially, yeah, like GSP said, you know, he would have donated a ton of money to charity also. And now he doesn't get the opportunity because of, you know, Dana White has a grudge against De La Hoya. So why are we tying these fuckers up indefinitely?
the name of the game. I think it's very reminiscent of the music industry many years ago, where people were signing contracts that basically they can never get out of or repay.
Yeah.
It seems like there needs to be some kind of change that happens there with this contract situation, because I don't even know, like, how do you, and has anyone fought it and won or fought it and lost?
Hardy got released. I think one, you have to ask for your release, but
as in
whatever you want, however you do it. I don't know.
You need to get down on the knees and ask for your release.
Ask for the boss's release. Hopefully. It seems weird that if you're retired, your contract just lives on. Retired should mean we're done doing business. And if I want to do business in another fashion, because it's not even MMA, it's boxing. So different sport, doesn't matter. Shouldn't have to be tied up. I don't know why GSP still lets the UFC maintain that control over him, unless they're paying him money on the side to be a fucking ambassador or whatever. Because wasn't he back in the day promoting one of those unions or trying to go against the UFC? Very briefly. I forget which one he was backing.
Maybe. I don't remember
that. It was for about a day. Okay. I don't remember if it was with the Bjorn Remney or whatever that fucker's name was that was the president of Bellator at one point, but I think it was like Bjorn, GSP, and like a handful, maybe TJ Dillashaw. It was like a handful of guys, but it was like it came and went real quick because there were a couple of like competing factions to see like who's going to get this lawsuit going and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know if this is backlash, or maybe it's backlash from – remember when he just wanted to step away for a year or two, and Dana White's just holding a fucking grudge for, you know, 3 years or multiple years. I don't give a shit. You're never going to fight. You're never going to make extra money. So weird situation. So what else is happening out there?
Well, speaking of bad splits, I don't know if you've been keeping up on this Diego Sanchez, Joshua Fabia saga. Mm-hmm.
I have. I'm very excited about this.
He says that Fabia now came out and made statements and says that Diego is the one who's been taking advantage of him for the last couple of years. He claims that Diego acted like a prima donna celebrity in places and acted nuts. He's addicted to like kratom and alcohol, and he was trying to help him detox from that. And that something about sexual abuse issues, which I'm not sure what exactly that's all about, but I'm just trying to understand like what's happening with this. It seems like one guy came out and said something, and then another guy came out and said something. And are they having a lover spat in the public guy says that? Public. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, it sounds like it. I think the good takeaway is that they're no longer in whatever that relationship was. That's severed at this point. I heard there was some power of attorney in there too, but you know, this all sounds plausible to me. I can believe that Fabia is been taken advantage. Diego does seem like the fucking mastermind. Like, he does want to be Batman. I get it. Mm-hmm. He is from Albuquerque, right?
True story.
He's one of the OGs, right? Original fucking guy.
We get Diego matching Diego Sanchez tattoos. Doesn't he have one, that one weird set tattoo? Whatever that is.
I'm sure he's got multiple. Might even have a Prince Albert while he's at it.
Hey.
They even do that shit anymore? I don't know.
They do, but I just, the whole, that scares me.
Yeah, you shouldn't be piercing anything that gives you pleasure. Does that make sense?
I pierce things that give me pleasure on a regular basis.
Oh, snap!
<Ba-dum-bum>.
Thank you, good night!
Mic drop.
Yeah, I don't know. So I guess we'll see how that one plays out. I don't think Diego continues any kind of relationship with the UFC or Fabia. More than likely, he's going to end up in Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. And another former UFC fighter just announced a multi-year or multi-fight deal with them. Alan Belcher going to be doing a little Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. at one point was one of my favorite fighters. So I think he's been out of the sport for a hot minute, if not 10. I'd like to see him fight Husamal Paharis. If that guy's still even around anymore.
He's around, but I think he might be in jail or something.
Right? I don't know. I think he's still holding on to a submission somewhere or gouging someone's eyes out as we speak. There you go. Let's see what else. Just a couple quick ones. Jacare Souza cut by the UFC.
Not surprising.
Gets his arm broken and, hey, thanks for playing. See you never. Mm-hmm. Paul Felder retires.
Yes. Didn't feel like he had the fight left in him anymore, right?
Yeah, that probably makes sense, right? Check out while you still can, while you still have your faculties. Mm-hmm. And then the last one, like on the quick ones, Edson Barboza says he wants to fight with Max Holloway. Like, oh my God. That'll be a little bit of damage done. I don't know which way to go on that, but fuck.
They should have it in Hawaii.
Right? I've been waiting forever. Bellator's done it in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Why can't the fucking UFCs? Mm-hmm. Especially now when there's no rental car problems anywhere, right?
Yes.
Go ahead and do that. Walk to the luau, you know, and I'll work out. What else is happening?
My last news story, Jake Paul signs multi-fight deal with Showtime Sports. So interesting. They're, you know.
Yeah, on the boxing side.
On the boxing promotion, so.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they're going to continue to match him up against random fucks out there, or are they going to match him up against legitimate boxers? I mean, the smart move would be continue to fucking make interesting fights and don't try to make him a boxer. He's not a boxer. He's got skills, but people aren't watching this guy to become legitimate. They're watching him for freak show shit, right? I mean, I haven't watched any, but that's what I would imagine people are watching him for.
Yeah, and right? It's a draw, and it's viewers and eyeballs, and yeah, you know, I don't know. Maybe Showtime's trying to make a comeback and compete against HBO in general. Like,
you got Bellator, and now you have, because HBO quit that whole boxing thing, so I don't even know what their strategy is anymore. Maybe it's just focusing on all that HBO Max type shit.
Yeah, and original content, and they have a lot of their own shows and stuff, but they're not as good as they were like 5-10 years ago.
So. No, they were better when they were running like Strikeforce like through there. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think who else. Oh, Amazon, they're in biz to buy MGM. What the fuck is that about? Yeah, like over, I forgot how many billions of dollars, anywhere from 6 to 9 billion.
A lot of billions.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It's a few more billion than I have. So.
Yeah, just a couples.
Yeah.
Did you see UFC 262 buy rate? I don't remember if we discussed that. They officially put out someone, or someone put out the buy rate. Said it was 300. I'm fucking hammered. And they said it was 300,000 buys domestic or something.
Okay. That's pretty low.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, the weird thing is, I don't think the UFC really cares anymore because ESPN is guaranteeing them so much money. It doesn't matter.
As long as they put on an event, it's getting paid.
And I think with the pay-per-views, you know, whatever the rates were before, because I want to say the cable providers were taking like 50% of the money. So whatever the deal is now, they're probably making way more on half, you know, we could do half the sales and make more money. So they might even only be taking like 20%. It's hard to say. I don't think that's numbers ever been released, but it has to be way more favorable towards the UFC.
Okay. Yeah. You would think.
You would think. Those guys are kind of smart. So they have the UFC 264 poster out. Who's the creative genius behind this one?
It's a little boring.
You think? Oh, my God. Like, my kids can make better ones than this. Come on.
Yeah.
for what's potentially supposed to be card of the year in the trilogy fight, this is the shit you're coming up with?
Yeah, it's like two pictures photoshopped together. That's about it.
Yeah. No creativity.
No. Mm-mm.
I was looking at that UFC 181 poster. That's that. I should probably just pull it up. That Johnny Hendricks. Who the fuck was he fighting on that one? Johnny Hendricks. Robbie Lawler. Let me find that. UFC 181 poster. That's that comic book one.
Oh, yeah. None. Okay, no,
I think I'm going to buy that. Surprisingly, hard to find these days.
That's a cool one.
Where they actually got a legitimate comic book writer, drawer, artist, and had him do that. I don't know. But I wanted to find a bunch of these mini posters, and they're hard to find now.
Oh, man. I'm just along for the ride at this point. I want to see where this train stops.
It's not going to get any better. It's not going to get any better. I should just go harder in the paint, maybe.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, then I should just dive right into the next fucking one. Might as well fucking go for broke. So, you know, those little guys are going at it again. Remember from last week?
Yes.
Those two smaller than life men. So, from Middle Easy, there's a little tail of the tape. So, Hezbollah Magomedov, he's an 18-year-old blogger from somewhere in Russia. The social media star is often referred to as Mini Khabib for content on various platforms, specifically Instagram. Currently, his audience has expanded beyond the Russian market and slowly infiltrating into North America's. And then Abdu Rozic is the other man that he's about to fight. He's a well-known singer throughout Russia and Europe. Rozic is also currently in the world record books for being the shortest singer on the planet, despite his height not being listed on the internet. Both Magomedov and Rozic went viral due to a potential fight between the two stars, and the trend of social media stars fighting due to the Thriller Fight Club is no surprise. That's the fight's potential is likely. And I guess the Russian dwarf, Jesus Christ, here we go. The Russian Dwarf Athletic Association looks down upon a potential fight between those two guys, saying it's unethical. I don't know. So let's get some training videos and some montages, and let's see what the fuck's going on. I got to get some. Oh, Jesus. They did just go right hard in the paint. All right, here we go. They're not fucking around, man. Oh, you just kicked him. He's fucking revved up. Oh shit, he took his hat off. Throw the hats off.
Why are they wearing the funny hats?
I don't know. Maybe that's just a Russian thing. But if you take your hat off, I think that's fucking that's go problem. Time. Be like, you motherfucker, you touch me? I rape your families.
That's like taking your shirt off in the streets.
I think so. Head off. It's always a weird move, like, right? Like, why would you guys do that? And then we have him hitting pads here.
There's more.
Oh, there's like fucking bunch of training videos. Oh, throwing elbows. And
what was that?
I don't know. Marching band knees. Ooh.
Oh, that's going.
Yeah, he's got some percussion.
So these are grown men.
Yeah, he's 18. He's doing work. He's doing God's work over here.
Oh, exploiting the midgets. You're all going to hell.
Well, there's plenty more where this came from, Mingo. We could do a whole show on this. Look at Conor McGregor, UFC title defenses, 0. KO losses, 1. Sub losses, 4. Magomedov, 0-0-0, Ingo. Who's the better fighter?
That's a great question.
Well, it's to be determined, right?
TBD. Maybe they'll fight each other.
Hopefully. Yeah, I don't know if that's legal.
Why not?
I don't know. Oh, I got to skip this next one because I found a better version of it.
Okay.
But just to show you the interest level, someone posted this too. Khabib versus McGregor press conference, 7 million views in 3 years. Hezbollah versus the guy who wants to fight, 8.8 million views in 3 days, Ingo.
That's crazy.
Are you telling me the world does not want to see this fight?
I think they do. My chair is acting crazy.
Are you breaking your chair?
I don't know what's happening. Sorry about that. It's pretty crazy that they have that many views. I'm sure it's going to get even bigger.
Here's the other guy training.
Oh, damn. Look, ground and pound.
Oh, shit. I need to see these fuckers fight, man.
Oh, takedown.
Look at that. See? He's ready. Oh, now he goes right for a mount. He thought about it, but he's like, I'm going to fuck you up soon. Oh, there's fucking weird music. We're getting pulled. That's a problem.
So he's going to start humping the other guy like a puppy.
I don't know. Fine. I'm in. Make it happen. Make this happen. Whoever's doing that, make that happen.
Okay, I'm in.
I don't know what else is. I should probably save some of these for next week.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. He's fighting a monkey. Well, we'll move right along. I don't want to fucking have 50 of these. I gotta save some content for next week. So moving right along. See, Luke Rockhold was talking about Chris Weidman breaking his leg. Mm-mm. And he said, you know, I wish him all the best. You know, that's a tough one. I don't know what it's like to have those little feminine shins, you know? I don't know, because I broke mine first kick of the fight, but it somehow didn't break. Is he just trying to cause a little problem?
I don't know. Maybe he wants to fight him. Little, poke the bear? Yeah.
Probably. Let's do a little tweet of the week.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, it's not those guys. They're angry, though. This whole hoarding gas and storing it in unauthorized containers business really needs to stop. I wonder what kind of gas mileage it's. I don't know who posted that one, but I like it. Because people were getting fucking bananas with where to store gas, because apparently there was some shortage somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't think you need that. That's one. And I don't know what's going on with Demi Lovato. I think she's having some problems, but
again,
yeah, this guy said Rockhold got Demi Lovato thinking she's a platypus. That's all I'm saying. Cause I think she's going by a pronoun and I don't even know what that means. So anyways, move right along. Let's do some ass nuts. How long will Charles Oliveira reign?
Charles Oliveira. A year and a half.
Ooh.
18 months.
You get a good 3 fights out of him? I would agree with that.
Around 3 fights. So I would say that's around 18 months, give or take.
Let's rate. Kevin Lee is moving up to welterweight, and he got a new tattoo. Let me make sure the volume's down here.
Okay.
I want you to rate this tattoo. Rate with a T.
That looks really painful.
Doesn't it? Yeah. a little aggressive.
It's aggressive. It's pretty cool, but it looks really painful.
Yeah, I don't know. What am I looking at here?
It's like the back of his head, supposed to be like some sort of weird thing.
So what's the scale on that? 1 to 10, where you rate that?
As far as what?
Just as an overall tattoo quality.
6.
Placement.
I'd say 6.
Okay. Yeah,
not,
I mean, it's
my
just,
cup of tea.
It's awkward for me.
Mm-hmm.
Head tattoos, I don't know. I don't think I can get behind.
They're really painful too. It's like the most painful part of your whole body.
Then head or neck or just both?
All of it. I think the head itself. People like pass out from that pretty regularly.
All right. Moving right along. I don't know what to make of this next one. So here we go.
Mm-hmm.
John Jones says, I'm about to give birth to something big, something out of the ordinaries. What the hell is coming, Ingo?
Something big. Is it DC? And that's what the guy said.
I don't know. Maybe he's birthing him.
Could be.
So I don't know what's happening. Is that guy fighting sometime this year?
Are we no.
Fucking
2022, maybe.
Again, UFC, no incentive to make the big fights because, you know, they're making bank. Then Rodrigo Machado closing out. It's back and it's time. Pound sign, let's rule. Pound sign, Matt Rape trade. Pound sign, Ango Sugar Daddy. Oh, Jesus Christ. Look at this question. Would you rather get heel hooked by Husamar Pajares or Kimura'd by Frank Mir with Dan Mergliata as the ref?
I say Frank Mir because he'll let go if I say ouch.
Maybe. Yeah, but he would be more compassionate for sure. He'd break it and probably put it back in for you. Pajares is going home with, and you're gonna. I'd rather lose a shoulder than a fucking knee.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you had to pick.
Oh Jesus! Next question: would you rather bare knuckle box Dan Henderson or sucker punch Nick Diaz with spinning shit?
Nick Diaz.
Yeah, why not? That's not gonna end well. But no. At least you're going to land something. If you bare knuckle box Henderson, I think I'm just getting slapped right off the bat.
Yes.
Like, would you rather take a head kick from Crow Cop or an overhand right from the Iceman, Chuck Liddell, both in their prime?
Probably the right. I think it would do less damage, but knock me out also.
Yeah. I just want to be knocked into tomorrow. I don't know. I'd probably take the head kick from Crow Cop because it'd be more devastating. And
you want it to be more devastating?
I
want to
wake up in the cemetery.
Okay.
Or get, not wake up.
A living death?
Yeah. Beat me to a living death. That's fine. Would you rather have to listen to Mike Goldberg commentate everything you watch or listen to?
Yeah.
And he does all the commercials. Or have Dana White hold post sex scrums with the media every time you have sex.
The media, I think that would be hilarious.
Fuck yeah.
I would definitely tune in and be like, to get feedback. Like, what's happening? What happened? What's the play-by-play?
And he delivers the facial. It'd be like NBA Jam.
Yes.
Moving right along. Fuck, Mary Kill, Celebrity Edition number 138. MMA Made Me Come number 16. You have Mackenzie Dern, Michelle Watterson, and Paige VanZant, and not necessarily in that order. I don't remember what order I did. All right, here we go. So first we start with Mackenzie Dern. Get a little front and back action on her.
Yep, solid.
Well, Paige VanZant.
That might be too much heat, man.
That might be. Rumors are she's preggo, but I cannot confirm or deny that.
Then I'm in.
Michelle Watterson.
I'm going to have to kilt. I mean, I'm sorry. I have to kill her. I have to.
I agree.
I'm going to have to marry the first one and bang the second one.
Yeah, we're in 100% agreement. And if you were curious of what her Paige VanZant page looks like, you can always go to a forum post on the underground. Someone keeps posting all of said pictures that I can't share. But they seem to get racier and racier. Before you know it, she's going to end up with a cucumber in her asshole, predicting by the 4th of July weekend.
Really?
Yes. A little girl-on-girl action. Yeah, Canala, Jingo?
I'm thinking, not really. I mean, I haven't, other than my allergies are bad, and if anyone knows of any way to kill allergy problems, please send messages.
You just got to get the shots. Do the
allergy
testing.
It's the worst it's ever been in my whole life. Shots. It's bad.
Are you taking anything for it or just gutting through it?
Loads to the face.
Well, I can deliver the facial, but that would be awkward.
No, nothing really.
I can't help you.
I just try to drink a lot of liquids. I don't like those allergy meds.
They're not good. It's not good for you.
Yeah.
I'll just share this title of an article with you. Gwyneth Paltrow's company sued after man claims vagina-scented candle exploded.
Uh-huh. He probably jizzed on it.
Well, I'm sure he used it against the directions. There were some kind of directions in there. I thought I had something else, but apparently I may have misplaced this. Hang on. Thought I had two things. Apparently, I just have the one. That's weird. Well, you have a bonus for next week. If we're back for next week, I'm not sure yet. There's no, there's no UFC. There's no Bellator. I'm still trying to figure out when this Fight Circus 3 is. I think it got shut down or banned. It's supposed to be in Thailand. It's where they have semi-legal, illegal fights. That's why it has to go down in another country. Kind of like Pride rules, but more aggressive. 2 versus 1, 3 versus 1, man versus woman, child versus dog. They don't give a fuck. Could be in a cage, maybe not. Ring, I don't care.
My head is spinning.
So I'm just saying, we may or may not be back next week. We're going to play it by ear and see what's snapping in. So
play it by ear. Okay. Well, that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.